Well, hello there, and welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani, and Jerry Usher will be back tomorrow. You have me today for this urgent prayer intention show. I have my prayer book out, the Take Two family prayer book. I have it out right in front of me. I'm ready to go to take down all of the urgent prayer requests and intentions from the Take Two family. You can call in and speak to Ace McKay. He is the call screener today, so you can say, hi, Ace. It's good to chat with you. And you can call this number 833-288-3986, or you can go on social media. I'm waving to you guys over there on Facebook, YouTube, and the other social media platforms that we are on. You can leave your prayer intention there. We will pick those up. Michael McCall will, and he will get them over to us, and I'll put them in the prayer book. Charles Beery is at the controls, and he's monitoring all the different avenues to get in on this prayer intention show. It's very popular. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. We love to storm heaven. We are prayer warriors. We believe in the power of prayer. If you have a praise report, please call it in. Why? Because this is a worldwide platform, and we build confidence in God when we share these praise reports. So it's very important. We never want to forget about God, especially when he shows up for us and in a big way. We really want to share that with as many people as possible. So the number to dial for this, God, we need you right now to storm heaven, 833-288-3986. You can also text us. You text the letters if you want to leave your prayer intention there. You text the letters EWTN to 58177. You wait for a response. Then you text us your first name and put in your prayer intention. And just know that message and data rates may apply. So just keep that in mind when you send text messages. That's pretty true across the board with text messaging. So I think people are used to it. But that's a great way and a very convenient way if you're driving or you're at work and you want to get your prayer requests in the book. Okay, phone lines are lighting up. So Ace McKay is very busy today. Matt Kabinsky will be back tomorrow. Jerry Usher will be back tomorrow. But you have me and Charles and Ace and Michael. The show team is all in place for you, ready to go. I already added the first prayer intention for this month's urgent requests in the prayer book. It remains anonymous, but this person is very near and dear to me, and I love her very, very much, and she needs a lot of very immediate, intense prayers for the situation she's working through and for the future of things. And I know in my heart that God answers all prayers. I know he hears when we cry out to him. And, you know, Padre Pio says, pray, hope, and don't worry. I asked Padre Pio to step in for this wonderful person. But God knows who she is. So I put her in the book, but we're going to keep her name private just because the situation has not been told to a lot of people yet. So please start praying and start now. Pull out your rosaries. The rosary, it's scriptural, so it is a very, very powerful journey of going through the life, suffering, death, and resurrection of Jesus and his mother, Mary. Okay, so it's a very powerful prayer. So if you've got your rosary nearby, grab it and start praying for the Take Two family intentions. If you go to Mass today, please remember them. If you're listening and you are clergy, please remember the Take Two family intentions. We really appreciate it. Also, if you can visit a special, sacred place that you could remember the Take Two family, that would be great. Anything else you can do, get creative. God loves when we get very creative and very specific. So keep that in mind. So I do have the prayer book out. So if you want to give, my intention went in anonymously. I put it anonymous. I mean, I have the name here, but I just kept it private. If you want to keep the names private, that's fine. If you want to give us the first name of the person we're praying for or the situation and give us a little bit of detail, God does delight when we pray specifically. So, you know, sometimes people will say, well, God, you know everything. You can just take care of everything. We've got all these problems. Just please take care of it. Okay, that is true. But God likes when we communicate in a very intimate way. because that builds the relationship. Okay. It's no different than if you had a really close friend or your spouse, you know, you wouldn't just walk around the house going, saying to your spouse, well, you know what I'm thinking, you know, forget it. We don't even need to talk. You wouldn't do that, right? You would still build the relationship and get to know one another and grow with one another. That's what God wants from us. And he wants all of us, and he wants our trust. He definitely wants our trust. You know, Marty and I, my husband, we were reminded last weekend at Mass, the priest, he was a wonderful young priest, newly ordained, and he was sharing, you know, we just don't tap into the Holy Spirit enough. We really don't. We don't rely on the Holy Spirit enough. We don't realize the Holy Spirit is with us, and we are the temples of the Holy Spirit, and it's very important that, you know, we ask for things in the name of Jesus. And he just was so powerful about it. And he actually got emotional. He started to well up in tears. And it's so true. We don't do it enough. Why? Because I think we rely on ourselves, because in this advanced world that we're in with advanced technology and all sorts of things around us, we think we can take care of things on our own. You know, we got this covered. We just Google search it in and there's your answer. But it's not, you know, it's not true. We really, we need to stay connected to God very closely and daily, just like the saints did. And we need to practice that. I really believe that. And that's how I try to live my life. I really do. And those that know me well, they will say to me, you know, you really do try to practice it. I do. So I'm not telling you to do something that I'm unwilling to do. Okay. I work on it every single day, but I can tell you when I stay connected to the vine, you know, John 15, the vine and the branches, when I stay connected, I am, oh boy, is the joy just bursting through me and all around me. I can feel it. I have a great day, even though there are storms brewing all around. So, you know, not for you to feel sorry for me, but just yesterday, our air conditioning unit went out, and I live in Arizona. You know, that's pretty tough when air conditioning goes out. But it's so interesting. I'm calm. I'm at peace. Everything will work out. You know, and I'll tell you, it does make you appreciate things when you have them, and it's pretty amazing. But oh, look at this. I just glanced at the calls. We have got full phone lines, but there's room for you. We have a waiting deck right behind the ones that are coming on air with me in just a few moments. So start calling if you have a urgent prayer intention, 833-288-3986. And when I come back, I'll go right to the phones, and I've got the prayer book out. God, we need you now. This is our monthly urgent prayer intention, prayer request show. We do two prayer shows a month. The first one at the beginning of the month is whom or what are you praying for? And those are all, you know, the prayers that we're praying for the entire month. But midway towards the end of the month, we do an urgent prayer intention show where these are urgent requests that we really need answers from God immediately, like yesterday. So before I get to Joyce, hang on in Buffalo, New York. I need to share this with our Take Two family. Oh, and by the way, folks, the way it works is I get a lot of messages that say, well, how does the prayer show work? You call in, or you share by social media, or you can email us. That's another way, take2@ewtn.com. We also have the virtual prayer wall going 24/7 at take2show.com. So you can put your prayer intentions there. I also move them over to the prayer book. But we get as many prayer intentions as we can in for the show. And then I will share the first prayer. I always do the Memorare. Why? Because I love it. I think it's just such a powerful prayer, especially during the month of May for Mary. And so I'll start the Memorare, and then you guys keep going. After the show finishes, you start. And whatever you can do to remember these prayer intentions, please do it. So then when we mean storm heaven, we really do mean it. Okay, I wanted to share this with you. A Light to All Nations, on the Nature and Mission of the Church, by Father Brian Milady. This book will elevate your understanding of the church by helping you unpack what one of the central documents of the Second Vatican Council, Lumen Gentium, really taught, and what it really taught, and understand it through the lens of traditional church teachings, history, and philosophy. Father Milady explains the supernatural character of the church and our universal call to holiness. You will discover the authentic character and purpose of the people of God and the unique vocations to which we are called. A Light to All Nations on the Nature and Mission of the Church by Father Brian Milady. Available now on EWTNRC.com. So please buy Catholic at EWTNRC.com. And it's fabulous. Anything you can learn about Vatican II the proper way, I think, is very important now more than ever, especially since all these things are circulating all over podcasts and a lot of it is not accurate. So this with Father Brian Milady is definitely so. So go to EWTN and pick up that book if you're interested. Okay, Joyce has been waiting so patiently and is first up on our Urgent Prayer Intention show from Buffalo, New York, listening on the Station of the Cross. Hi, Joyce.
Hi, hi, Debbie, and I'm at a very low state of frame of mind. I do have some depression. It's always been very mild, and it's seasonal affective disorder. In Buffalo, New York, we have beautiful days and beautiful weather, but the last year or two, there has really not been a lot of sun, and I emphasize this because this, what I'm about to explain, is not because I have any other type mental imbalance or anything, but it sounds crazy what I'm about to say. Maybe about 6 years ago, and we live out in the country a bit from the city of Buffalo, and mm-hmm. we have a lot of vacant properties nearby. The property that sits between ourselves and another neighbor, who is also very faithful in the Catholic Church, has been purchased, and it became occupied by the residents, the new owners, who I immediately had an ill feeling about. It appears that they practice witchcraft, and I have felt so uncomfortable and awkward since they've moved in. Mm-hmm. The priest at our Catholic church helped me through a great deal of that with maybe three meetings, very in-depth meetings that he and I had personally. And he has come to our home a couple of times over the last few years. He does not feel as if our home is affected in any negative way with spiritual, anything like that. But I have been deeply affected. And things like they do mischievous things, like I had a gal who was coming to clean, and because I have a lot of health problems also, again, not mental, but physical health problems, type 1 diabetes, transplant, you name it, I've been through it. And I'm separated enough from population and friends, what have you, just because of those reasons. But it seemed as if they were trying to do things to separate me from everyone, everywhere. I used to work at our church, volunteer, that is. Things were happening that made me shy away from going. I had a gal who used to come clean here for us, and my wedding ring turned up missing. And while I did not suspect her of it, I did have to address it with her, and she became very offended. I searched and searched for that wedding band, and probably a year and a half, 2 years later, I found it in the exact same place as one of the places I had checked many, many times. And it was suddenly there, mixed in with some other pieces of jewelry.
Joyce, let me jump in for a minute, because I want to make sure I get all the details of this. Where are you today with all of this? Because it sounds like you've got a handle on things. You said you talked to a priest. Are things still swirling around you and it's becoming overwhelming, or are you dealing with things day by day?
I'm dealing day by day, and I've had some relief in the past several months. However, because they had moved away, they put the home up for sale that they built on that piece of property, which was completely peculiar from any other home on these properties. But when they were gone for several months, I was feeling free as a bird and hadn't even realized why, or, you know, I wasn't even connecting the two things. But now, suddenly, anytime I've been out of the house, I see they are back. They never did sell the house. And
it's overwhelming you? It's overwhelming you again?
Yes.
Okay. Are you still talking to your priest, or do you have support? Because here's the thing. Whenever there's a pressure or an outside influence, or something that is affecting us in our quality of life and the way we conduct ourselves on a daily basis, when we have a support system around us, it can help. And do you have that, Joyce? Because, I mean, you don't want to just feel like you're doing this alone. You know, do you have people you can lean on?
It seems family members and friends all have such severe, significant problems that I've always tended to keep things to myself. I need to get back to the church. I don't go to church because I'm not physically able.
Okay. But what would you like us to pray for specifically? You tell me, because I have you right in the book, and I'm staring at your name right now, so I want to pray specifically.
I want to be rid of these pressures.
Okay.
You want some relief? Any longer.
Okay. Well, I mean, but you do need to live, you do need to function, because God wants you to do that, right? And you do need to continue. So that's why I was saying, you want, like you're doing right now, you're reaching out to us, the Take Two family, to join you in prayer, and we will, and we are. Okay, so that's great. But I need you to do that with people around where you live too, because even if it's something that you're just tapping someone, even if it's just going back to the priest and just checking in with the priest, but just to make sure you don't feel alone. Now, the other thing too, Joyce, is you're never alone, right? Because you have your guardian angel beside you. So lean on your guardian angel, and that's who I'm going to ask my guardian angel to go to your guardian angel. So that they help to bring people into view for you to tap, okay? Because you deserve that support, and you shouldn't have to feel that kind of pressure. But I can tell you, though, as you know from before, things can change overnight for the better. So we each day, we just do what we can. We trust in the Lord, and we hope, and we pray. And what does Padre Pio say? We don't worry, and we take it a day at a time. But let's see if we can get some forward movement. And don't forget, let's go to Our Lady, because it is the month of May, okay?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we've got your back in prayer, so be assured of our prayers and feel the prayers, okay? So, and keep us posted. So call us again, Joyce. And I have a good feeling about this. I think you're going to feel some relief, and you're going to get kind of skip in your step again. So that'll be good. Okay, Joyce, keep us posted, and thank you for calling in. Patrice is up next in Dallas, Texas, and Patrice is in... Joyce just freed that phone line if you'd like to get an urgent prayer request in at 833-288-3986. Patrice is in Dallas, Texas on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Patrice. Welcome.
Yes, hi. Hi, Debbie and Gary. I call a lot. I'm asking prayers for my daughter, Catherine mm-hmm. Elizabeth. I lost my son, which I told you guys about mm-hmm. 5 years ago at the age of 25 yep. Through suicide. Mm-hmm. And his sister, Catherine Elizabeth, was his Irish twin. They were 1 year apart. Mm-hmm. Well, she is not, she's having trouble getting over this. She's left the church, and she, everybody can pray for my other children well that have left the church after being homeschooled. Mm-hmm. But she's having a problem drinking. She has a lot of guilt because she was out of the state. And I'm just mm-hmm. begging. I have masses set for her, and I know that, the Lord will answer these prayers. Like you said, Padre Pio says, pray and don't worry, and so I do. But just to get a, you know, storming heaven with everyone, mm-hmm. I think that would be really helpful.
Absolutely. Okay, so I put Catherine Elizabeth in the prayer book. Your son is in the prayer book. You're in the prayer book, Patrice. But one thing, is she open to any type of grief counseling or any type of counseling of, or coaching of that nature when there is a loss? Is she open to any of that?
She may be. She works in the hospitality industry, and so she's working night times, and then mm-hmm. She stays up pretty late, and then she just goes to work. So I'm going to see if I can find something like that for her to go to. I think, you know, that would definitely be very helpful. She is talking to someone a little bit, but really not that much. And she doesn't live near me. She lives about 4 hours away.
Okay. Is she blaming God for her brother's death?
No, she's kind of blaming herself.
Okay. So it's like almost like a survivor's type guilt.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, she definitely needs help. You got to get her help. Somebody's got to get her there if you want to go together, maybe as a family, but you got to get her help because, and I'll tell you why I say this. We work in life coaching. We're crisis coaches too. So we can go in and help in an immediate situation. And when people wait too long, it just gets so embedded inside of them. They try to seek relief from the pain, and I believe you said she's turning to alcohol.
Yeah,
she's okay. She's trying to get relief, and so that is, yeah. And I can tell you something that's dangerous about alcohol. It gives a false sense of relief, so she actually may think, in some strange way, she's helping herself get through this. But the problem is, as you know, with alcohol, if somebody consumes too much, drinks too much, it can get really, you can be in trouble in many ways. In your body, you can make bad decisions, all sorts of things could happen. So that's the downside of this. So that's kind of a clear indication that she's trying to heal herself. She really needs outside professional help in this area. If there's I've told this to a lot of parents and grandparents, Patrice. I know this sounds really bizarre, but with our adult children, sometimes if we offer to pay for it as parents and grandparents, or offer to go with them, our adult children will go. They on their own, they won't go. Have you ever found that with your kids?
It's just that our work schedules are so funny.
You could do it by Zoom too. You can do it by Zoom, they have counseling around the clock now. Ever since the pandemic, that's the one good thing that has come out of it.
And we could go through the life coaching through your.
You could do that, but you could actually find somebody in your area and we're coaches. We're not therapists or counselors or psychologists or psychiatrists. So we're coaches. It's a little different. But if she, you know, you may want to go for something more intense for her because she has this alcohol dependency.
Yeah. And I think I'm having a little breakthrough because I've had about 7 masses said so far because she said to my other daughter, her sister, am I going to be like this forever? So she's seeing that there's a problem that she needs to break out of it.
Okay. All right. Then that's what we'll pray for. Keep us posted. You hear the music. I'm going to let you go on that, but we're praying and let us know how it goes. And if you found somebody, if you can't find somebody, email us or call us back and we'll put you in touch with some people. Thank you, Patrice. Okay. This is our Urgent Prayer Request show today on Take Two. Please call us. This is our urgent prayer intention show for May. This will be the last one for May, and then we'll have whom or what are you praying for the first day of June, first weekday of June. We will do whom or what are you praying for, so we have two a month. But if you'd like to call in right now, you don't have to be Catholic to call in, 833-288-3986. Please call us. Ace McKay is waiting to answer, and he does a fine job. Patrice, if you're still listening in Dallas, I'm so sorry we got clipped there a bit by the music and the break. Patrice, also visit CatholicCounselors.com. That's the great ministry organization from Dr. Greg and Lisa Popcheck, CatholicCounselors.com. I'm sure they can point you in the right direction for specific needs for your daughter. But we've got Catherine Elizabeth and your whole family, Patrice, in our prayer book. So don't worry about that. We got you covered in prayer. Okay, we're going to go back to the phones, and we're going to go to Maryland. And it's Patty, and listening on Alexa. Hi, Patty. Welcome.
Hi, I'm calling to see, I'm a first-time caller, but I was calling to see if I could get my daughter placed in the prayer book. She just got out of surgery about, I don't know, 20 minutes ago. She had back surgery, and I'd like to pray for complete healing for her.
You got
and,
it.
And I live in Maryland. She's having the surgery in Rhode Island, and my husband's with her children in Vegas. And he told me that he was up all night with chest pains and pain in his back. And being a man, he doesn't, I asked him to go to the hospital. And he says he's just going to wait and see that he feels like he's going to be fine. But I would just like to add him onto the list.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me get this straight. So you're in Maryland. Your daughter's having just got out of surgery in Rhode Island. Your husband is in Vegas caring for her children, and now he's in pain?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Okay. What is he doing? But he's got children with him. Does he have any other adults that he can rely on there?
No, but, I mean, something, hopefully, it's nothing but, you know, indigestion or gas, but you can't count on that. He's 69.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I could catch a flight out from Maryland, but, yeah, it's a concerning situation, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty serious surgery for my daughter. So it's just kind of like...
It's all happening. Yeah, it's all happening. Right. Okay, so, Patty, are you Catholic?
I am.
Okay, and you're a first-time caller, so you're going to be the one who's going to hold this down in prayer, right? Is your daughter, is she a prayerful person?
I don't think so, but I do have, this surgery was planned, so I have a couple different parishes praying for. I have some of my friends that are Baptist, and she's on their prayer list, so I have a lot of good people praying for her,
okay.
But I don't think you can ever have enough.
Oh, I totally agree. Okay, and so you're going to be the one who's doing all the prayers for the family. Does your husband pray too?
He's, you know, I can't speak for like what if he prays every day. He does pray. He is Catholic, and I'm sure he's been praying.
Okay, so but you're the prayer warrior. Okay, so here's what you want to do. Great idea, getting all the parishes together. Definitely the rosary, Patty, but go into scripture. I need you to go into scripture and read it out loud. Read it out loud for the healing of your daughter and your husband and your family so that this storm around you can kind of calm down. Okay. So, why do I say scripture? Because it's the living word of God, and there are healing properties in scripture. So pick up your Bible or go online and read, just read a chapter, read a couple verses, read Psalms, read Proverbs, whatever you want to read in the Bible, but read it out loud. Can you do that?
Sure can.
Okay, perfect. And then who's your go-to saints? We just want to go to the same saints. Who's your go-to saints? Do you have certain ones that you're friends with?
Paul. Yeah, St. Michael.
Mm-hmm.
And Elizabeth Ann Seton.
Perfect. Okay. And we're going to go to Padre Pio, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Will you keep us posted on how your daughter's doing? And then also your husband, keep us posted on your what's going on with your husband and the kids in Vegas. And then let us know. Thank you. We've got it covered in prayer, Patty. I've got your whole family in the prayer book. And please just keep us updated. You can always drop us an email, take2@EWTN.com. But thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right. Nate is up next from Amarillo, Texas, on the EWTN app. Hi, Nate. Welcome.
Hey, Debbie. How are you doing today?
I'm great. Thank you so much. Did you catch my shout-out I did to you yesterday?
I sure did. I heard it yesterday, so I figured I'd call in, but I'm glad you got it. And mm-hmm. I had something sent for Jerry, too, so hopefully we'll get that soon. But I also was going to let you know I got rid of that book. That I was telling you about on Saturday.
Good.
So if we can, I'd just like to put in there in the prayer book, if we can pray for the repose of my dad's soul. He passed away earlier this year, so we'd like to pray for him.
Mm-hmm. His name again, Nate, if you feel comfortable?
It's Ismael.
Okay, got it, Ismael. Got it. Okay, and he passed earlier this year?
He had dementia, and it kind of, within a week, I mean, he was bedridden, and then, I mean, it was so aggressive. I mean, within a week, he had left this world, so it got pretty aggressive there at the end, but we all knew it was coming, but.
You did. Okay. Is your mom still with us, Nate?
Yeah, she is. Matter of fact, she's just trying to, just doing it every day, just making it, sometimes by making it every hour, but she's making it every day, so. You know, I call her every day, see how she's doing. So
I know, you're wonderful. Well, Nate, I put your whole family in the book, and of course we will remember your dad for sure. But your whole family's in the book as well. And thank you so much for checking in with us. And thank you again for the wonderful. Anything golf, as you know, Nate, is near and dear to my heart since I've been playing since I was 4 years old. So, Nate, you're awesome. Thank you so much for making my day with that beautiful, just heartfelt gift. So that was really, really kind. Thank you.
Debbie, I barely started playing golf, and if you're ever around Amarillo, give me a call. We'll maybe do the front nine or something.
Absolutely. That would be fun. Okay. That sounds awesome. Take care, Nate. Thank you so much. God bless you. Have a beautiful rest of your week. Great call from Amarillo, Texas. Mary is up next from Cape Coral, Florida, listening also on the EWTN app. Hi, Mary. Hello, Mary.
Good afternoon.
Hi. Go right ahead.
Hi.
Hi. You're on the air. Go right ahead.
This is my first time, so I don't know what to say. But I was calling to see you guys can put my kid on your prayer book, mm-hmm. especially my son, who every time when I, you know, I talk to him, he mentioned it to me that he don't believe in God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How old is your son, Mary?
My son is 29.
29. Okay. Yeah. It, unfortunately, that age group, it's actually become something very common that they share. It's, mm-hmm. you know, I question whether, because when I work with young adults that age, it's interesting how they do believe in a higher power and they do believe in certain things, but they just, for some reason, have moved so far away from focusing on God. So, Mary, if it's okay with you, we're going to pray that the saints step in and really help your son find his way back.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you very much. God bless you guys.
Thank you, Mary. And I put your whole family in the book and you as well. So any intentions we'll be praying for. So thank you, Mary. God bless you. Beautiful call from Florida. Okay, so Mary's going to free that line. She just did. You can get in rather quickly. Oh, there it goes. 833-288-3986. Stacy is up next in San Antonio, Texas on Guadalupe Radio Network. Look at Texas go. Hi, Stacy.
Hi.
Hi. Go right ahead. You're on the air.
Hi. So I'm calling because I just need some prayer warriors. I have been dealing with my son, who is an adult, and he is a diagnosed schizophrenia, and it is acute. He had been out on the street for about 3 months, and some way or another, he was brought to the hospital, and very malnourished, very dehydrated. Ended up on in the ICU unit mm-hmm. with the ventilator, yeah. And I hadn't seen him. And he's lost so much weight. You know, I couldn't deal with, you know, the way he was acting. And it was a choice of you either get back on your medicines or you cannot stay with me. Mm-hmm. And he was gone for about 3 months. So long story short, he was in the ICU unit. They were able to get a hold of me. Mm-hmm. And when I got there, I just couldn't believe it. And I prayed and I prayed and I prayed. When we first got there, it was the weekend on a Sunday, and I felt like the staff just kind of wanted to discharge him. The social worker that they had working with us didn't know too much about mental illness and stuff like that. He was an ICU social worker, so I didn't really get anywhere. So that night, he was due to get a discharge the next day. They took out the ventilator, and you know, he was going to get discharged the next day. And I prayed and I prayed and I prayed all night till about 2 o'clock in the morning. His siblings came in and kind of did an intervention with him, which I didn't think was really quite the appropriate time, but I guess they felt like this was the rock bottom. They kind of all decided to, you know, not deal with the situation. I'm assuming out of emotion. So long story short, I prayed, I prayed, I prayed all night. And the next day, I asked the Lord, you know, just open up a door for me and I'll do the rest. And it was like the next day, miracles were happening. I had, because they didn't want to do a psych evaluation because they had already done one prior to, you know, the family being notified. And I had to tell them, like, he's going to say anything. He's not in the right mental capacity right now. So next day, I start getting, they reevaluated him. Social workers came in. I mean, it just happened so fast that all these resources started hitting us, and we were able to get him to agree to start his medication again, which had been very hard for me. And, you know, he's on the road to recovery. He was just released from the ICU last night, and he went to ACU, which is a step down from ICU. While in there, before they were going to release him, I was like, I can't let him go. Something's wrong. I'm not feeling that he's right. I mean, he's my son. I know he's 30 years old. I don't have any kind of power of attorney, but something is wrong. Well, he ended up having pneumonia, and he has fluid in his lungs. And his body was so weak that the infection was taking over his body. It was like the infection was winning because his body was so malnourished. And the next day, it was just like miracles were happening. My daughter ends up calling me, apologizing for her behavior and just trying to be there, you know, trying to support, trying to, because it's just me and my children. We don't have any family. And so I've been at that hospital since Sunday till today. I'm still here. And I just need prayers to continue to follow the road, you know, where he needs to be. I did tell the Lord, you know, he is your child. He is not mine. Wherever you feel his purpose is, just help us get there, you know? And I just don't want another relapsation. I want him to heal. I want him to be able to come home and live with me. And, you know, when he's on medication, he lives a normal life. And, you know, just me being able to get all these resources for him, you know, I witnessed a miracle because I had never prayed so hard in my life the way I did that night. And I get emotional because sure. I'm kind of like off and on, mm-hmm. you know, I was raised Catholic, but kind of fell off. And, you know, by chance I found, you know, the radio station, Guadalupe Network. I listen to it every day. I listen to you every morning or every afternoon on my way to work. It's constantly on my radio, and it's given me so much hope.
Thank you.
And
thank
my
you.
Faith has really, really grew.
Good. But Stacy, yeah, It is a testimony, but Stacey, I've got to talk to you about something, because as you were talking, I closed my eyes and it came so clearly to me, like a neon sign. And I know that when this happens, God is somehow trying to get a message through. So I feel it strongly. Stacey, you have been the recipient of some miracles happening, or some forward movement happening on behalf of your family and your son, and to make things better. Okay. And we put your whole family in the prayer book. You, Stacey, as the mom, your kids, your son, the doctors, we put everybody in the prayer book, or I put everybody in the prayer book, but we all pray together. Okay. But Stacey, this is very, very important. So remember this, you got to form prayer teams around you. So if your kids want to do something like an intervention, and okay, tell them instead you want them to each take an hour of prayer, and people, and some of them pray the rosary. They just pray spontaneous prayer. If they're going to church, have them go to mass, whatever they can do, but you need to ramp up the prayers. And let me tell you why. In all the years that I've been in religious education, Stacey, I've seen this happen so many times, that the good Lord starts to respond, and he responds because he's waiting for us to continue to grow and to trust him. Okay. But we're in the middle of something happening in life, right? Like you're in the middle of this whole situation with your son. So sometimes when we start to get that movement from with God, we pray, but we don't pray with the intensity that we prayed initially. Like you, because you said the words, I never prayed so hard in my whole life. And I also entrusted my son to Jesus. It's God's child. Okay, got it. So that was great. But now I need you to ramp up, kick your prayers into high gear. And if you're trying to maintain everything with your son and try to take care of the day-to-day needs, then assign people, like you just assigned us, to pray, and we're going to take it on. But do the same with your friends, your family members, your children, your fellow parishioners, and get people with mega prayer teams going for your son. Can you do that, Stacey?
I can. I sure can.
Okay. Yeah, please. I've seen it so many times. I've seen people get miracles or start to receive miracles, and then all of a sudden, like their prayers are there, but they're not there with the urgency and intensity. And then all of a sudden, the miracle starts to change. I shouldn't say it is a miracle and it's supernatural, but then the situation starts to come back again. I don't want that happening. We want full recovery, healing, and this to be taken care of with your son. So that's what we're going to go for. We're going big with God, but we're stepping it up even more. Got it?
You, Debbie. Thank you so much. You have a wonderful day, and I love you. I love your show. You give me so much hope.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you. We love you too. Thank you, Stacey. Thanks for trusting us. Okay, before we go back to the phones, Robin is up next. We're going to go to Buffalo, New York in just a moment. I want to share with our listeners real quickly, Podcast Central, Living the Call. Another great podcast on EWTN's Podcast Central is Living the Call. Join Deacon Charlie for real conversations with people living their Christian vocations in positions of influence, featuring voices from diverse communities and cultures. Wow, that's really cool. You can hear Living the Call and other faith-filled podcasts from our friends and affiliates around the world all in one place. It's all free at EWTN Podcast Central. Visit EWTN.com/radio and click on Podcast Central today. Living the Call. I love that. I did not realize that, and I'm going to check it out on Podcast Central. Deacon Charlie. Wow, that is so cool. Okay, I love these highlights for all of us because I think it really helps us stay up to speed and up to date on what's going on Catholic media so we can stay connected just like Stacey has done in San Antonio, Texas. Okay, Robin is up next in Buffalo, New York on the Station of the Cross. Hi, Robin. Welcome to the program.
Hi. I'm going to try to get through this. I'm suffering severe trauma. Anhedonia, depression, and acute anxiety at the hands of my covert narcissist husband. I can't even begin to tell you the evil things that he does to me, and turning so many, including one of my daughters, away from me. And he goes to church every Sunday, and he was a Eucharistic minister, and he is so evil, and I'm just about at the end of my line. I've tried every prayer. I've begged God. I just don't know what to do anymore. I'm just about at the end of my rope.
Okay, so Robin, you called in to a a radio show that goes worldwide. So you do realize right now that everybody's praying for you. And you know what they're probably praying? That you seek some professional help to protect yourself from this. We believe you. And if indeed it's that evil and that traumatic for you, you really have to protect yourself and those around you, because that's dangerous to the mental health, emotional, and spiritual well-being. Now, he's not physically abusive, is he?
No, but it's pretty bad. I'm getting to the end. I can't eat my own, and I see psychiatrists, I see counselors. They all tell me, you know, you have to leave. There are many reasons I can't leave. And now I have a grandson, and because I have anhedonia, I can't even enjoy my new grandson.
Your grandson. Okay. So then, Robin, what you need to do is if you can't leave for various reasons, you have to get a support team in addition to your counselors. Get some spiritual direction, lean on the church, do whatever you can, and ask people to be part of your support system to get you through this. Robin, and you know you have your guardian angel with you, and you have been praying every prayer. Absolutely. All of heaven sees what's going on. They know what's going on, but they also allow us to work through things. So it's very important that you seek the support and stability and the protection around you if you have to still stay in this situation. So please don't, whatever you do, Robin, don't lose hope. Don't give up, because that's exactly what the demons want us to do. They always want us to fall into despair and feel like we hit the wall and there's nowhere to turn and there's nowhere to go. You don't want to do that. So you want to stay very close to Jesus. He's very close to you. Do every devotional you can think of that brings you peace and calm within you as you're going through this. And Robin, we're storming heaven right now. I just got word from a few of the Take Two family members. They're praying for you right now. So be on the lookout for people coming your way that can help be a support system to you. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Keep us posted, please, Robin, please. Because we will be thinking of you 24/7 now, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Hang in there, please. Your guardian angel's right beside you. Lean on your guardian angel. Ask your guardian angel to be your bodyguard, your soul guard, to protect you. And we're going to pray that as well. Okay. Be at peace. Okay, we'll be talking again. I know you're going to check in again. Okay, Buddy in Montana, I have to go very quickly on YouTube. I'm waving to you. Buddy, can you go real fast? Because I'm going to be leading the first prayer.
Oh, hi, Debbie. Hi. Okay. Yeah, I got two prayer requests here. I got a friend that's not doing so well. She's going through a lot of ups and downs, mm-hmm. and she's very emotional right now. She's not getting a lot of love from her parents right now, and I'm not going to go into all kinds of details about her life, but she just needs some extra prayers,
because
she's just not doing so great. Mm-hmm. And for me, because I have a lot of emotional problems. I cry every morning because I'm single and I'm trying to look for a woman to love and hold on to and mm-hmm. call my own, and there's just nobody around that I can really talk to or call a true Catholic where I live, because a lot of the girls where I live want to play the game, what I call sex and prostitute, and mm-hmm. I've lost the hope so many times to where I'm about giving up hope, and it's hard for me to accept the fact that I'm single, and I keep praying to God every day for me to help me find a girl,
okay.
And it's just like maybe God's trying to tell me that maybe he wants me to be single, but I'm having a hard time accepting it,
right.
And those are the two main things I wanted to put in today's.
Absolutely. Buddy, you're in the book. Your guardian angel. Ask your guardian angel to help. Ask St. Joseph. Be very specific with God. Be very specific with God. I can't stress it enough. Overly specific. Over-communicate to God, buddy. But we got you in the prayer book. Keep us posted. I'm going to have to let you go on that because I'm going to lead the first prayer. Lily in Texas, we got you on the book for prayers for a job. Sean in Grand Rapids, we've got you for... The prayers for your brother-in-law, Jonathan on YouTube, and the others. We've got all of you in the prayer book. Arnie logged in. Thank you so much. Real quickly, here's the first prayer, and then you guys keep going. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thine intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, we fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, our Mother. To thee do we come, before thee we stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not our petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer us. Amen. Now keep going, you guys. Tomorrow, Jerry will be back. We've got another show planned for you tomorrow. Thank you to the show team. You guys did a great job. Tomorrow is Who Do You Trust the Most and Why? We ask St. Isidore the Farmer, today's saint, to pray for us. Until tomorrow, have a beautiful and blessed day. See you real soon.